Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bert Show.
I think this whole narrative, oh, kids don't like me, from Abby is all in her head based on what I saw and what I heard at the Bert's Big Adventure reunion this weekend at Lifetime. Where's Abby? Where's Abby? Where's Abby? I want to hang out with Abby. Abby, Abby, they like you.
Do they?
Do they?
Because based off of my experience from the reunion, it's about a 50-50 chance whether or not the kids think I'm great. Because there were some moments where I'm like, wow, maybe this year was just a fluke when that one child scowled at me when I asked her to dance. Or maybe it was just a fluke when I asked if I, when I wanted to go on the roller coaster with them and they said, no, that it was just a fluke. And I was feeling pretty good going into the reunion. This is my first reunion of 2025 because I've had to miss the last couple ones. And so I was really excited. It's our big pool party at Lifetime Fitness. And it started off actually pretty well because the first BBA kid that I saw was Ivy, who I got to walk down the runway with last year at our fashion show at Avalon. And, you know, we were riffing, we were talking about, you know, what she's been doing. And she was telling me these great accomplishments she's just done with 4-H. And then, you know, she said, oh, I love Taylor Swift. And she's like, you want to go sing a Taylor Swift song with me? And so we sang Love Story together. And it was beautiful. It was wonderful. Things were going so great. And then I saw Grayson and his family. And I spent a lot of time with them last year, especially because he has two younger sisters who I believe are around the age of like 7 or 8 at this point. I was so excited to see them because the first time they saw me, they ran up to me and gave me a big hug. And so I was like, wow, all is right in the world. So I'm on a high from having just chatted with Ivy, thinking everything's going great. The two twins just gave me a big old hug. And then this is when things...
I should have just left at this point.
So the two twins, I'm really excited to see. Again, spent a ton of time with their family. And their dad's with them. And they immediately, they give me a hug. And then they just run behind their dad. And they just stay there. They just hide. And I go, hey, guys. What's going on? No. Silence. I'm like, anything new? How's school? Do you read books? do you like Moana? Moana? Have you seen Frozen 2? Silence. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, they don't want to talk to me. Oh my God. Like I spent so much time with these girls. Like they just want to, they're just like running from me. And so I'm like, okay, maybe this is just like an odd moment, you know, like the kids are just a little nervous, maybe because I'm a little scary, you know, maybe something is not going well. And then I, you know, hung out with another BBA kid. I got to hang out with Camilla and I'm hanging out with her and things are going well with her. And we're bedazzling one of those visors. We were making visors at the Bert's Big Adventure reunion. I'm like, okay, things are going great. I'm on another high. And so then fast forward 20 minutes later, talking to another family I've spent a significant amount of time with. And I won't say the name, but one of the children comes over and I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen you in like a year. This is so exciting. She runs over and I'm like, hey, Blank, how are you? Not even just a blank stare, but I think I got a scowl. And she just goes, and then turns to her family and then runs the other way. And I'm like, okay, Abby, you took another L. Like, just pick yourself back up. Like, they're just kids. They're not that scary. Their frontal lobes, not even close to being fully developed. Just hang in there, Abby.
And you're still hitting at about 50% today.
50-50. Yeah. Okay. 50-50.
All right.
And so I'm just kind of like at this point wandering around the BBA reunion, and you know, I've had my small talk, I've introduced myself to people I haven't met yet, and at this point I just kind of go into what I call like my BBA cave, which is where I just find an adult and I just cling on to them.
I saw it happen.
You did.
I was like, I need to find an adult to make me feel better.
Was this underneath the shade?
I'm just hanging out under the shade. It's hot. Yeah. I'm sweaty. I'm frightened.
So I'm in the pool swimming with Liam, right? And I'm just taking, and then you were over there and you're like passing the football with some kids and they're like climbing all over you and tackling you. And then I look to my left, and they're at the very corner of the pool, the very edge, and not in the pool, but just standing in the pool. There's Abby
with an adult,
just standing there with an adult. But you look so cute in your little pineapple sunglasses.
Yeah.
And Kaylee was keeping you company.
She was. And so then she had to go talk to somebody else. And then I was by myself and I was like, oh God, Abby, think of something quick to do. So then we had, Ariel was there.
We had a mermaid.
Very exciting that a mermaid was there. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? People love mermaids, and all the kids were flocking to the mermaids. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do what I did in middle school. Like, I'm going to associate myself with the cooler person.
Okay.
So I'm like, the kids will love me if they think me and Ariel are like besties. So I like go up and I cozy up to Ariel. I'm like, hey, Ariel, love your tail, girlfriend. And she's like, okay. And so I'm trying to make small talk with all the other kids. I'm like, dude, isn't this so cool? Like, Ariel's hanging out with us. Like, she could be anywhere, but she's here at the Lifetime Fitness on Roswell Road with us. Like, that's wild. And the kids are like, okay, loser.
Couldn't care less.
They're like, what's in the treasure chest? Open up the treasure chest, adult. And I'm just sitting there just completely at an emotional low. And finally, as if things couldn't get any worse, Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, comes up and goes, we need some photos of you with the children.
Because you didn't have any. Because I didn't want to hang with you.
And so by the grace of God, the BBA angels descended upon me, because now I'm like, I can't even get these kids to talk to me, let alone like take a photo with me. So I kind of like, I'm just trying to stall, and I'm like making side eye at all the kids. I'm like, who can I approach? Who can I take a photo with?
Who saved you?
So finally, we
throw you a lifeline.
So I'm hanging out by at the edge of the pool, and I'm like, do I gotta jump in this pool and like just grab a kid and quickly go, hey, and there was a young girl who I hadn't spent any time with, but she came up to me, and I guess must be a listener of the show because she immediately knew me, and she brought me these rubber band bracelets and necklaces and rings that she had made, and she's like, I really wanted to give you one of these.
Aww.
And I was just like, I'm like, finally, a child likes me. And then I turn to Amanda and I go, oh, Amanda, why don't you get this on camera?
Amanda.
And I'm like, oh, sweet child. Why don't you put, that I've never met before, why don't you put this bracelet on my wrist? Oh, what a lovely moment we're having.
Abby, don't worry. Next year at the pool party reunion, I will have this queued up just for you.
Tommy, I'm with the adults.
Bless.
I'm with the adults under the shade.
So if you see Bert's Big Adventure sharing one picture of Abby with one child in a touching moment, it's the only one we have.
It's the only photo we had. Thank you, small child, for gifting me that bracelet on camera.
But you know what? Bless your heart for coming and hanging and
being there
and
trying.
And trying.
Yes.
Just putting out my max effort for minimal return.
All right. It is day 58 of 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Bert Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Yeah, we're just trying to do stuff for you guys. What do you need? Just tell us what you need. Small ways, big ways. And we're doing this for 100 straight days. And in a case like this, we've got a Bert Show listener that has written a children's book. She is very proud of it. And we'd love to promote it. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for listening. And you're not even in Atlanta. You're not even in any one of our syndicated markets.
No, I'm in the suburbs of Chicago, but my twin sister and I are huge podcast listeners. We listen every day, and we talk about it and text each other about it. It's like how we bond.
Appreciate
I love that you. So yeah. much. Thank you.
No problem.
So how can we help?
So I am a kindergarten teacher. This is going to be my 15th year being a kindergarten teacher. and I'm also a mom of two young, amazing kids. And I had my big dream, as you said, come true this year. I wrote a book called Little World Changer, and it's inspired by my students. You know, I really want my students to see themselves as writers and scientists and readers and mathematicians. And I love teaching them about diverse, influential people. And I've seen the power that representation can do when the kids see themselves in the book or see something that they want to be. So I wrote it inspired by my students, and I am so proud to share it with the world. And it's my dream to have it all around the world and all across the country in the hands of kids.
Look, that is a lot of hard work right there. I think when people see like a book on a bookshelf, they don't realize all the stuff that goes into it, all the work, all the second guessing, all the editing. So good on you for sticking with it.
So I'm pulled up the book.
Yeah, it was way beyond.
I pulled up the book
that I thought it was going
to
be.
I pulled up the book on the link that she sent us, and I'm looking here at the pages, and this is absolutely precious. So there's Amelia Earhart, and she says, "I am daring." And then you have some fun facts about Amelia Earhart. And then the next page, "I am a leader." And then there's Martin Luther King Jr. and some fun facts about him. And then this is so adorable. This is so precious.
Thank you so much. The illustrator did an amazing job. Her name is Abby Bryant, and she really helps my vision come to life. And I love the affirmations. I think that's a really important thing for young kids to kind of instill in themselves. And I just love teaching about diverse, influential people. You know, you just see the kids light up as they learn about new people. And I am just so proud to share this, and I thank you so much for the opportunity to let me share this on the Bird Show as well.
The name of the book is Little World Changer, and we have a link up to that book, to Jenny's book, from thebirdshow.com. Good luck. Happy to help you out. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, thank you.
See you around.
Really quick.
Thank you so much.
By the way, her book does not have any last chapter.
When you purchase one book is also donated to a deserving child.
So that's awesome.
Very cool.
Even more of a win-win.
All right. So again, we have a link on up to thebirdshow.com. Tell us what you need. What is it you want from us? We got you at thebirdshow.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.